I'm thrilled. It was a really interesting adventure, acquiring something from like 3,000 people instead of, you know, a couple of people or a single owner. I learned a lot about Portsmouth, the South Coast. I learned a lot about football. I learned a lot about politics. It was really fun and interesting. And we were driving to get this done before the first game, which is in a couple of days, and it happened. So I can't say we're relieved, because I always thought it was going to happen, and it did.
Just explain a bit about what your role, the board, which is made up of Andy Redman, Mark Catlin, yourself and your sons. Just explain a bit about what your role will be.
Fan first, I guess overseer, take phone calls. Andy, who is the president of Tornante, and my son, who is the president of my son, will kind of represent the family, although I'm sure I like to get involved. But when you have somebody as good as Mark Catlin and a CEO, you really let them run it. And he'll let Kenny Jackett be the manager of the team. So I am very comfortable. I mean, we bought because we recognized that the fans were fantastic. And we recognized that Portsmouth was unique, Fratton Park was unique, but we also recognized when we came here and just cold called it, I think I've told you this before, and we met Mark Catlin and Tony Brown and other people. Just seemed to me we walked into a perfect situation. Often you have a great management and a terrible environment, or a great environment and you don't have a manager, you have to go find it. These came together. So making a new arrangement with Mark was very much in parallel to making an arrangement with Pompey.
Obviously, you've invested £10 million equity or going to the club. If you have any idea at this stage what your first sort of significant spend from that money might be?
Well, hopefully the team will run, the club will run in a efficient way, and that we can use what we've committed to and even more down the line to obviously safety of the Fratton Park. We're going to stay at Fratton Park. Of course, we want to expand capacity there over time. We want to improve the academy, but we also want to run it intelligently, so over a long period of time, it will be clear that this is one of the major clubs in the UK. Now, that's going to take a while.
And you mentioned Fratton Park. We obviously know some safety work needs doing in the short term. Have you thought longer about your sort of long-term vision, how you might want the ground to look, what you want it to be going forward?
I have, and I have a couple of people that used to work with me at Disney coming over to walk the grounds on Sunday to see what the long-term vision of the whole area could be. I don't see us building a modern stadium. We don't have to copy everybody else. We didn't do it in Anaheim when we did the baseball team. We did do it for the hockey team. But Fratton Park has a feeling that you could really screw up by arrogantly thinking you could improve it. We can improve it by filling in the corners maybe, by maybe making a new stand, by certainly making it totally safe. Modern inside, you know, Wi-Fi video and all that stuff. But, you know, you wouldn't rebuild Queen Victoria's house, Osborne house. I've just been there, the Isle of Wight, just to do it. It's pretty good. So this is very good. As I know, over 100 years old, and everybody wants these very fancy stadiums. And maybe my grandchildren will think that's a good idea. Right now, I like it.
Just one final last one. I know Kenny Kitt, you've been impressed with as the manager. Would you consider bringing a director of football in to help him, or will it be effectively keep the management structure as it was on the playing side?
Well, we've discussed it, you know, very loosely on the phone. I like the strategy of the manager or the coach, depending on what sport you're in, and I've seen this in many sports, worrying about what happens on the basketball court or the baseball field. And then I like the management spending time and scouting and looking for players. But we're probably too small an operation as we start off. And if you have somebody as good as Kenny, you probably don't need that now. But it's certainly on the table, and I've talked to other owners, and, you know, there's a difference of opinion as to how you should run it, and there's a difference of opinion of your manager and how they want it run. So it's in discussion. Nothing is happening quickly.